Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci, alongside my co-host, Double A, Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall.
Lindsay, oh, check this out.
What is this?
Bam!
Spice Adams' greatest hits.
Greatest hits.
So
guess
what
I'm giving this to?
Who?
The new GM, Ryan Pace. The comeback starts today, right now.
Well, he won't have to take too much time out of his schedule because this is what, like 2 seconds long?
Wow. Wow. Good one, Lindsay.
Do you Good have one. 2 seconds later, Ryan, to check this out?
You're going to do me like that, huh?
Yeah, I have to check that out
hits.
Sometime, Anthony.
This is 18 hours long.
You just made that up. Well, Anthony, Chicago Bears Network's Jeff Joniak sat down with new Bears general manager Ryan Pace. Check it out.
It's an honor and a pleasure to introduce the sixth general manager in Chicago Bears history, Ryan Pace.
You go to a job fair for the New Orleans Saints. You pay your own way to get into the job fair, and you get an internship.
Okay.
Right? So that's one thing. So you're on the business side of things, but you keep sneaking into the scouting area. That took some gumption, don't you think, to do that? And why did you do that?
Looking back, hey, the odds were stacked against me. Back then, maybe I was a little naive, but hey, I didn't know anybody in the league. I didn't know anybody in the NFL, and it was a dream I had. So, hey, they said job fair, you got to pay for it. You're standing in line for an hour. That's fine. That's fine with me. And I guess I was confident in my ability. If I got in the building, then things would lead in the right direction. And once I got in the building, it was okay, well, scouting, and then it just progressed from there. So I look back on that, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, and I'm really prideful in that, and I think it's made me become more well-rounded as far as understanding the whole organization, from the very, very, very bottom unpaid internship to working your way up to the top.
What's the first job you had in the Saints organization, literally?
Honestly?
Yeah, what was it?
When you first go out there, you're working training camp, and you're painting fields, and you're moving furniture. I mean, you're doing all those things. But back then, you know, you had the mentality, I'll do anything.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'll do anything they want. I just want it for them to get to know me, and I'm confident that I can progress from there.
You got to have an eye for scouting, no doubt about it. As you said, you have to craft that eye a little bit too, right? So what makes you so good at evaluating talent and finding the right fits to make the whole thing work together with your coaches and what they want?
That's a good question, because I think you have to work at it. I do think sometimes it comes down to you have a knack for it too. You know, it's just like any job. Some people have a knack for something and maybe some people don't. And I think I have a natural knack for evaluating players. But when you start off, it's a very narrow, small approach. And as I progressed up the ladder, it became bigger and bigger and bigger. Now you're not just thinking of, hey, individual player. You're thinking of how he fits in our offense or defense, building a roster, long-term plans. So that progresses as your career progresses.
Heavy pro side. You've also worked, obviously, in putting together, helping put together the drafts for the New Orleans Saints. How much time have you spent on the road as a college player? Evaluating college talent, if at all.
The good thing about New Orleans, and one of the things I believe, is we have a pro and we have a college side, but there really is a blend, and it's important. The college scouts need to understand what's playing in the league. The pro scouts need to understand what's coming into the league. So we would blend it. So even when you're on the pro side, you're still out. You're still evaluating college players. So that was always, yeah, I know on the surface it looks like I was on the pro side, but you're still out. And I think being on the pro side, for the most part, is valuable in regards to career progression, because being in the building is important. Understanding the decisions that are made on a daily basis is important.
And then as you look at the Bears roster, as much as you have to get ready for your interview, I'm sure, what's your opinion of it?
We played the Bears week 14, so I have a good feel for the Bears roster. And, of course, I examine the roster prior to the interview. But I think what's more important is that when I get in here, I thoroughly evaluate these guys with greater detail. I need to get down to the nuts and bolts of every single player on this roster. That's what's fair. So I don't want to come to quick assessments right now on roster decisions and all that. I think I need some time to lock myself in an office and bury into this
and
roster.
And do what scouts do.
That's right.
Do what personnel men do.
I'm looking forward to doing that.
You know, and you're going to get asked a lot about one position in particular, obviously, and that's Jay Cutler at the quarterback position. What are your impressions of Jay from watching him in the league?
Obviously, it's a critical position. It is. I've seen that in New Orleans. I want, honestly, to get into evaluating Jay Cutler further. It's unfair for me to comment on that now. I want to get to know him as a person. I want to get down to the nuts and bolts of him as a quarterback.
What would you like the Bears to look like in 2015 and beyond?
I want a smart, tough, instinctive, disciplined team. You think about the NFL, there's a lot of teams that beat themselves. You think about successful NFL teams, a lot of them just don't beat themselves. The New England Patriots have done that for years. And that starts with having the right players, reliable, disciplined players, tough players. We need to develop an identity on defense and on offense to have sustained success.
Why Charleston and Eastern Illinois?
At the time, I was getting recruited by smaller schools throughout the country and in Texas. And my father lived in Crystal Lake.
Oh.
So when I started looking at schools, I wanted to be closer to him. And I ended up in Eastern Illinois. And that's where I met my wife, so it was a good decision.
So there's got to be some Bear blood in you then.
There is.
Is Dad an over-the-top Bears fan?
You know, he's not from here. He is now. He's a Bears fan now. My wife's family is passionate Bears fans. So
you know what they're like.
Oh, I know.
They're one of a kind.
I know.
And that's why I love what I do, because the passion that they show, win or lose, is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can say it. There's some of it elsewhere in the league, but it's really profound.
And I've witnessed it, us playing here. We played here in the NFC Championship in 2006 with the Saints. I've come up here and I've seen that passion. And what I want to do is bring wins back to this organization, because that's what they want.
And if you want to check out Spice's Greatest Hits, don't worry. I'm sure he'll plaster this all over the place and you won't be able to miss it.
Oh, no. No, you won't. It's going to be everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, anything. Pinterest.
Anything and everything. Anthony's going to even create new social networks just to post his greatest hits.
I'm sending it out to
everybody. So don't worry. You will see it somewhere eventually.
Chicago, Peoria, Wadsworth, Gurney.
Stop.